Thank you. part of what Paul says to in one of his letters to the church in Galatia. He says, "Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak." Anyone here ever fasted before? Has anyone tried fasting ever? A few. Did I see any hands here? A few. Okay, a few. Can you imagine, even those of us who have tried it, 40 days, 40 nights, can you imagine? I tried it once, and the longest fast I ever did was 3 days, and that was it. I could, and that was it. Fasting is a spiritual practice that really gets the body involved. Those of you who have fasted, you know that when you first enter into a fast, it's okay because you just started. And then you reach a point, maybe this is true, maybe not for all of us in the same order, but I think anybody who has ever fasted before will find you hit these various points at some various levels at some point. So you end up starting out and feeling pretty good. I'm doing this. I can make this work. I can do this. And then you start to obsess because the stomach is in habit mode and it starts to growl and grumble and complain and it gets noisier and you start to feel that I haven't done what I almost always do, just put something down there. And you start to obsess about this not eating. And then depending on how long you carry the fast, if you do it long enough, you pass that point. It's amazing. You pass that point. The stomach still carries on, but it quiets down to an extent, and you get sharper. You really get sharper. Concentration, intensity, resolve, all of it gets sharper. It's an amazing experience. So why these three scriptures? Let's start one by one. And I'm sorry, even with a screen, I got to come down there. This is not me standing up here. There is a reason. There's a symbolic reason why I do this. Part of it is a personal reason, and that's just how I'm wired. But the other reason is the Word of God comes down with the people. The light of the world comes into our midst. And so that's the symbolic spiritual reason why I do this. The other reason is I'm hyper, so you just have to put up with it. In Exodus 34, Moses fasts for 40 days and nights, and the number 40 in the Bible is very, very symbolic. When the Israelites are wandering around behind Moses and complaining every step of the way, "Come on, Moses, when are we going to reach the promised land?" How many years are they wandering in the wilderness? 40. 40 years in the Bible is a generation or an entire lifetime. It is intentionally meant to symbolize a whole generation. 40 days and nights symbolizes an era or a chapter in our lives. You're familiar with the phrase, you turn over a new leaf, you start a new chapter in your life. 40 days and nights, it's a new chapter. It's quite literally, Moses goes up on the mountain, he fasts for 40 days and nights. When he comes down, he has a new identity. He doesn't know it, he's glowing from being that close to God's presence. And he's got what in his arms? It's right here in the window. He's got the new commandments, a new way to relate to God. So the old life is left up on the mountain, and Moses comes down a new person, starts a new chapter, not for only for himself, for the whole community of Israelites. That's Moses. Did you ever realize the parallel, the close parallel with Jesus and his temptations? Didn't it sound like Sean was reading the same scripture, but just a different name? Jesus goes into the wilderness and is tempted, and he fasts for 40 days and prays 40 days and 40 nights. This is Jesus' vision quest. You familiar with a vision quest, what that's about? It's where you perch intentionally, purposefully, go into the wilderness seeking your next identity, your next chapter in your life. And so Jesus does this right after his baptism, but before he does his ministry, because he's got to confirm who he is now and what's the ministry that lies ahead. So he goes and he prays and he fasts. The beginning of an era, or the ending of an old life, identity, chapter, 40 days, 40 nights leads him to a new identity. He now knows who he is. He knows what he's supposed to do. And he does it. The last one, Matthew, that Sean shared with us, is put in there because sometimes the Pharisees were making a big deal of fasting. So instead of being a deep spiritual practice to lead us from my way, my will, to God's way and God's will, it became a, well, what was me? I'm fasting and it's so hard and and to show to everybody else how holy they were. Well, Jesus had no time for that. He said, look, if you're going to fast individually, it's between you and God, that's it. Don't go showing off and telling everybody you're fasting. Just do it. Now, when it's a whole group, that's different. Then the whole group comes together and prays and fasts together so that the whole group can go from an old era, an old life, an old identity through a period to a new identity, a new purpose. So churches can go through prayer and fasting together for that very intentional reason, to go from an old life to a new one. I'm not going to read scriptures that accompany this. If you want to know them, I'll certainly photocopy these sheets afterward. Just let me know. But it would take too long to read them. I want to give you nine, and there are more, but nine ways that fasting has been used. It's to humble yourself before God. It's fasting has been used when in distress and when grieving. Fasting has been used during a time of repentance. Fasting has been used to gain spiritual strength. That's Jesus tempted by the devil. He needs all the strength he can to fight off these temptations. Fasting has been used to discipline the body, because the body is the temple of God, as Paul says in Corinthians. Fasting strengthens prayers. Prayer and fasting go together like this. Just like when we're fasting, we reach that stage where all I can think about is food, because my stomach is empty and it's growling at me and I'm obsessing about food. Fasting is a way, it's very unpopular in our culture, Outside of these doors, fasting is backwards. It is the exact opposite of what we are immersed in our culture. Fasting denies the self. That's rowing upstream when we walk out of these doors. We don't deny ourselves. We get what we can get. That's how society is built. Fasting denies the self and keeps denying it until we stop obsessing about ego and we start to say, oh, wait, maybe God is here after all. And it intensifies that sense of presence. Just like the hunger pains go away if you fast long enough, the ego finally steps off to the side. It really does when we pray and we fast, if you do it long enough. Fasting has been used to help guide and make important decisions. Again and again in the book of Acts, they would fast and pray, and then they would choose, well, now who's going to replace Judas? And then when they would choose, well, now who's going to replace somebody else? And then we need more people to go off to this town and this city. So how are we going to decide to do that? We sit down and we fast and we pray first before we do that. So it's a spiritual discipline that very much gets the body involved. Very much. I want to share one other scripture with you. Fasting is more than food and water and drink. Fasting is more than that, way more than that. So let me give you the scripture first. It comes from Isaiah 58, and then I'll give you some suggestions. Is the kind of fast I have chosen only a day for people to humble themselves, only for the bowing of one's head and like a reed, and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fast that I have chosen? Now, does this sound like fasting from food and water? It's not. To loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to break every yoke. And he goes on and on and on. All the things that Jesus read in the temple when he took on his ministry after his 40-day fast. Clothe the naked, feed the hungry, all those things with resolve. Go from an old life to a new life. From an old identity to a new identity. So let me give you some suggestions. How can you and I fast with other than food and drink? And some of you have tried this already. I know I won't point him out by name, but I know somebody who is here today who gave up his Xbox for a while. That's fasting. I know some people who have given up, what's your favorite media? I know some people who have fasted from social media. I know some people who have fasted from the news. I know some people who have fasted from TV, if you're oriented that way. I know some people who have fasted from texting. Can you imagine that? Life would fall apart, would it not? The point is, choose something that we depend on. Choose something we really do and like a lot. Choose something that gets our attention. And the point is not just to go without for the sake of going without. The point is to put that in the background so that God comes up in the foreground. So that what the time we don't spend doing something we've given up, we spend intentionally in prayer and connecting with God. Somebody shared with me recently that somebody started an exercise routine. And it wasn't only for health reasons. It was And it was almost a surprise that snuck up on them. They vowed that they would fast from something and use that time to exercise. And what they found out is during that time of exercise, that became their prayer time. That became their connection with God time. So it doesn't matter what we fast, what we use. The point is the same. Is to deny the self. It is to leave the old self. And it's to go through a period where we come to a new chapter. Might even have a whole new identity. And we can do this individually, and we can absolutely do this as a congregation. New life's awaiting. Fasting's a great way to get there. Amen.